Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and it's time for another college football preview. For this one, we check out the Aggies of Delaware Valley University. Division III Del Val, which calls Doylestown home, went 11-1 last season, winning the Middle Atlantic Conference title and advancing to the second round of the NCAA playoffs. The Aggies' defense last season, it was elite. Del Val allowed a total of 81 points in 11 games in 2021. Duke Greco is in his ninth season at the helm of the Aggie program. Caught up with him to get a feel for what 2022 could hold for his squad. So as we're talking here, you guys are waist deep in camp. How things going? Happy with the progress the group's made?
Yeah, we like where we're at. Camp was short this year. We only had a 10-day camp, so less time than usual. It's the shortest in my time here. So, We're in a good spot. I look where we're at. We still have a lot of work to do. The mindset of the team and the focus of the team up until this point, though, everybody here is excited, and I'm proud of the group so far.
Last year, you had a defense that was incredible, next level, you know, statistically off the charts. How's that group come back this year? I know you got a lot of faces back.
We have a lot of faces back, but we lose a lot too. We lose over 30 guys, so we have a lot of great faces back. We'll be good again on defense. I mean, players win, and then Coach Brady, Coach Wright, and the staff over there on the defensive side does a great job. The guys who are back get to lead the way, but we also have some good competition there for open spots. And every day it's weird to see the depth chart. It kind of goes up and down and moves around a little bit, but we expect to be pretty good defensively again.
How about on the other side of the ball? Where's the offense right now?
I think we're on schedule. Proud of the offense. There's some spots that we lost a lot of tailbacks, but there's some, you know, Julian White's here, and our fullback Walt Trucks was back. So there's enough leadership there to kind of set the tone of where we're trying to go. And I'm excited. We scrimmage your sinus in 2 days, so I think that'll be a good test for us on O&D to see where we're at.
What was your biggest question coming into this camp, and did you start to get the answer you wanted?
I guess toughest question, biggest question for, the coach's office is the quarterback position. Bo Hannon graduated last year, so we have a good group of QBs here battling it out. Three or four of them are probably still in the mix, which is weird. I think at this point you might be down to two, but we got three or four guys who are in the mix, and we still need to try to iron that out, but we're happy with them. It's not like whoever wins the job isn't winning it despite of somebody. There's a bunch of guys there who have really risen to the top and just waiting to see who the right fit is for the program and team.
How far out do you want to name a starter or decide on a starter? Is it kind of going into that first week?
I think for me, I would love to be able to name a starter Thursday after we scrimmage your sinus, but at the same time, it's not about what we want. It's about trying to figure it out. There's been some years here, you go to week one, you play a couple guys. There's some years here where you go in with the guy. So we'll see how it shakes out Wednesday night and try to do best by the team and by the QBs there.
I feel like I ask you this question every year with the new faces. The program is such at an elite level and the bar is so high. How much do the guys in that locker room make sure that the new faces understand what
Del Valle football is all about and what it takes to play in Doylestown.
The standard is high, and our players have said it. I feel like it's a compliment to hear you say that, and we're excited. I think we talk a lot here that in we'll say that, you know, championship teams are locker room led, and that's something that is said to our guys a lot, and it's said to them because we believe in it. They set the standard for everything we do, and the older guys back here are showing the freshmen, you know, the Del Valle way of doing things in terms of preparation and weight room and how we practice and those things. As coaches, you try to illustrate it and tell guys what you expect, but it's way easier when you see an older group of guys doing it a certain way. And we've been really fortunate. We have another great group of older guys back, and they're going to set the tone and keep this thing going in the right direction.
Anything surprise you this camp? A player, a position group that maybe has taken more strides than you thought where they would be at this point?
There's been a lot of surprises. I think on defense, really happy with where the defensive line is, not just the names that everyone knows about. We feel like we're really, really deep at D-line, deep and good. And on the offensive side, so far, been really happy with the O-line play. I feel like we're working as a unit. We're working as one on the offensive line. And there's still things we need to get better at, but where they are at this point in time, I believe is ahead of schedule.
Speaking of the schedule, you will open at home against Westminster. What do you expect about them? And I was talking with your SID, Chris, earlier. First time you guys have played them?
First time we played them. They have 19 starters back. They're going to be really, really good. Always one of the best teams in their conference. So really good challenge for us week one. And we're excited for it. But I think it's important that we need to play some good clubs. And week one, Westminster, that's going to be a tough game. And then week two at Montclair, that'll be another good challenge too. So then we'll get into the MAC, and hopefully by then we've had some good competition. We're ready to roll. But week one will be a challenge.
And I'm just curious. I know last year everybody's kind of bouncing back from the pandemic and how everything had kind of gotten weird. Was it comforting this year to have much more of a steady routine that you're kind of used to as far as bringing the kids in and when you could work out and stuff like that? And just how much easier does that make life?
Everything was way, way easier this year. We were talking about the other day, like even – I mean, you're doing position meetings with masks on last year, so it was all way better. The only hard part this year is camp is really short, and I understand why the NCAA is doing and why things happen, but at the same time, with the short camp, we're really worried about it. And our guys love to work out, but the conditioning level right now isn't probably where it's been in the past, and to me, that's a concern. Because the safety part of the game, part of it is you need to get in hitting shape. You need to be in, you know, the right shape to handle everything. And it's just so short that the next week or so, or 2 weeks for Westminster, we got a lot of work to do still. Usually right after we scrimmage your sinus, we kind of gear back. Where this year we might have to gear up to make sure, you know, everything's ready to roll.
How long does it take for you? I mean, you know what you have. You know you recruited the kids. And a lot of them you've had before, and you know what you have on paper. But how long does it take for you to kind of get your arms around what the ceiling is for any given group? Is it different year to year, or do you kind of realize about game two, game three, you kind of every year you kind of settle in, okay, this is what we're capable of?
Good question. I think year in and year in is different. I'm always day by day. Like I try to just, and I mean that, it's not cliche, just trying to get through the day and see where we're at. I think most years for me, it really takes to about week three to realize what you really have. I've never felt like we've started a season and ended the season with the same, for at least for me, having the same mindset. Like I feel like you get to week three and then some things you thought are what they are, some end up not being what you thought they were. So the key for us is to try to get to that point quicker than week three. But I don't know if that'll happen.
That will do it for this college football preview. Many thanks to Duke Greco for taking the time to talk. Del Valle season opener is against Westminster once again, and it will be on Saturday, September 3rd. It's a noon kickoff in Doylestown. You can follow the show on Twitter at @1onepod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at @MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.